Parshas Shmos relates the first part of the story of the Jewish exile and suffering in Egypt. But the Parsha begins, Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the children of Israel who came into Egypt, and proceeds with the names of Jacob's 12 sons. Now surely we are all very familiar with these names. They have been mentioned already several times earlier. Why then the repetition? For that matter, the phrase, these are the names of, suggests more emphasis on the names themselves rather than the people. What is so important about these names? Most people give, use, and regard names as no more than social or conventional symbols. They seem to be no more than labels to distinguish one person from another. Our choice of names is usually based on either personal preferences for the sound or meaning of the name itself, or for persons that bore it. There is, however, much more to a name. Our sages note that everyone really has three names. The first is the name parents confer upon the child. The second is the name other people use in speaking about someone. And the third is the name one acquires for oneself. These three names, or any two of them, may be identical, or they may contradict one another. The name conferred by parents seems initially no more than a label for purposes of identification. The name used by acquaintances is how others see you and relate to you. The name acquired by oneself reflects what you make of yourself, what you achieve in life, and thus, in effect, is the most significant of all. Our tradition teaches us that there is much more to our names than merely some label. Parents may have in mind all kinds of personal considerations when naming their children. In truth, however, they do so with divine inspiration, on either the conscious or subconscious level. For the name actually chosen reflects the very essence of the child. It mirrors the particular potential of the child's soul. Our names, therefore, are a very precious possession that is not to be taken lightly. Even so, in spite of being endowed with an inspired and prophetic name, each of us in effect has three names. For what we do and happens with the potential conferred upon us is in our own hands. Nonetheless, it is important to know that the potential is there and remains with us. The parsha thus begins with Ve'ele Shmos. These are the names: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so forth. Each of these names of the heads of all the tribes of Israel has a specific origin. Each recalls something about the circumstances of the individual's birth, as the Torah tells in each instance when they were born and named. Nonetheless, the significance of these names runs deeper and further. They were prophetic. Thus our sages reveal to us how each of these 12 names has an implied meaning relating to the redemption of the Jewish people from their exile. Each of these names emphasizes its own potential, its own virtue and merit that would allow a liberation from the slavery and suffering of the Egyptian Galut, the Egyptian exile. By beginning the story of the exile with an enumeration of these names, therefore, the Torah is infusing us with the strength and ability to bear and overcome the anguish of the Galut, to reinforce our unique identity while bound in an alien land and culture, to sustain a valid cause for our ultimate redemption. The best of all names is indeed the good name each one acquires for himself. But even that name is rooted, albeit concealed and in potential only, in the original name conferred upon us after birth.